Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Show is a new exhibition at Kettle's Yard, which brings together work by 22 artists who are based in and around Cambridge. Ria Tooley is the curatorial assistant at Kettle's Yard. Is that a correct title?
Yes, it is.
It's like a posh curator by the sounds of things, isn't it? So tell us about the exhibition then. 22 artists.
Yes.
How did you manage to select them all?
So Kettle's Yard released an open call to artists who live in and around Cambridge. They did this on their website and through social media. So 460 artists replied, out of which 22 artists were selected.
Gosh. That is an amazing high number. That's probably double than what I expected you to say.
It was amazing. Amazing. And all the artwork that was submitted was of the highest standard. A selection committee was created and it comprised of the curator and director of Kettle's Yard, a few curators from other art institutions, members from the Kettle's Yard committee, and also members from different organisations and companies. So it was this huge selection committee. And, The selection process must have been incredibly difficult.
I was going to say, 460 down to 22, you could possibly get a few exhibitions out of just the leftovers.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, 460, I just have to say the standard of the artwork was incredibly high. This was a really, really hard decision. And
So what were you trying to do? Because I'm thinking that art covers such a wide range of areas. Was part of the objective maybe having a selection of different types of artwork, or were you looking to pin it down to some sort in particular?
Well, the overarching theme of the exhibition is a celebration of the local artist community. So the artists themselves, they're dealing with different issues, they're exploring different ideas, so they're dealing with different mediums as well. They all come from different backgrounds and different generations. So it's really looking into some of the key ideas and issues that they're engaging with today.
Do you think it represents Cambridge?
I think it does. I think there is such a diverse range of artwork that's in the Cambridge show that it's a great representation of Cambridge.
Can you give us a little, sneak peek review of some of the artists who will be exhibiting at the Kettle's Yard?
Absolutely. So we have an artist called Johnny Aldous. He actually recently re-engaged with his art practice. He took 7 years off because he believed that, he was worried about excessive waste and the environmental impact in the arts. So his work in the Cambridge show really explores the strained relationship between humankind and nature. We have another artist in the Cambridge show called Emma Smith. She's exploring language. She's created this sound installation and it really goes into how young children impact adult language. And then we have artists who are exploring other issues like neglected spaces. So we have an artist called Wei Yuan and her paintings focus on street walls, pavements, corners, and she really believes that these are the areas that people interact with all the time, but they're just always neglected.
I'm quite interested in the language one, really. I'm just trying to think. Different words, you see it all the time, really, I guess. Different words coming through that were either out of fashion or like proroguing. I don't want to bring politics into this particularly, but goodness me, where did that word come from? But apparently it's there and sitting in the language and all of a sudden it's with us.
Well, I should say that Emma Smith's installation, when it's children who are impacting...
They won't be using the word proroguing, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, actually, it's babies.
Babies?
So it's the noises that babies evoke in parents, and this is known as parentis or baby talk. So she was exploring what these noises were, and she created a soundtrack for it that are just comprised of, which is comprised of baby talk.
So what happens with the, I'm interested in this, is it, what, you go in and all of a sudden you're confronted with a whole load of goo-goo ga-ga-ga-ing?
No, so you go into the galleries. The galleries have this huge range of artwork, so you'll see paintings, photographs, sculptures, and then the sound installation is constructed so creatively. It's you go into a corner and it's a direct sound installation, so you only hear that noise in a certain area of the gallery.
Ooh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
How long, just overall, not just that exhibit, but all from the 22 artists' work, how long does it take to set something like that out around Kettle's Yard? Because I'm thinking there's also a certain element of items will be better in a particular place.
A lot of thought goes into where items are placed and how they're presented. It takes a really, really long time. Months, hours and hours of work. But it's worth it. This exhibition is worth it. It's exciting and it's new and it's dynamic. So all that hard work is worth the exhibition.
Now, the exhibition is, I think, open from today. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's open today and it continues on to until the 27th of October. It's absolutely free. You can walk in and see the exhibition whenever you like.
That's good. And opening times, just standard 9 till 5-ish? Or?
Well, the gallery's open from 11 till 5.
Okay.
We're open Tuesday until Sunday. The only day off we have is Monday.
Who wants to go and see an exhibition on a Monday anyway? No, that's just fine.
Yep, and we also have a really exciting programme that accompanies this exhibition as well. So we have events for everyone, including families. On the 19th of October, we have this event called We Are Cambridge, which is an interactive family day that's exploring what it is like and sort of ideas around living in Cambridge. So they're drawing activities for kids of all different ages. Again, it's free. Anyone is welcome to
come. Also sounds like half-term week as well, which could be useful.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know. If it comes of dating a teacher, you tend to pick up on these things from time to time.
Oh, brilliant. Then yes, absolutely.
That sounds pretty good timing on all of that. Is there anything else which we should keep an eye out on the programme for?
Well, there are performances by artists too. They are going to, I don't want to give too much away because they're going to be quite exciting and there's a surprise element to them as well. So all I'll say is have a look at the Kettle's Yard website, book tickets for some of the performances. They're also free. And yeah, if I speak too much, I'm going to give away the surprise.
Okay, we're not asking to speak anymore other than to thank you very much for joining us this morning. The Cambridge Show at Kettle's Yard starts today. It's going to be open 11 until 5 every day other than Mondays. Yeah, Tully, thank you very much. Now, you told us that Dad was tuned in, presumably on Radio Player or some other suitable app, because he's not local at the moment.
No, he isn't. Yes, yeah, so he's listening on the radio app.
Okay, and he is listening where?
In Dubai.
Okay, so to prove one of my highly elaborate theories that the further away you are from a radio station, the more likely you are to get a request and a song played. you've had one. Do you want to introduce it?
Yes, so here we have U2, The Sweetest Thing.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.